My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you. WQAM is supporting Neighbors for Neighbors and their Hurricane Milton relief effort. If you guys like to donate some goods, including tarps, generators, yard waste bags, canned goods, please drop them off at Global Empowerment Mission Headquarters in Doral. For more info on how you can help, go to WQAM.com. And thank you for your support.
That's a old school Usher right there. Was that his first hit?
Maybe that one or Confessions. I don't know which one came first.
No, it was the fast one first.
New school Usher just appears to just be troublemaking.
That's what he does. That's what he does.
Seems like he's line stepping at these shows.
Yeah, you better not. Don't sit in the front row at an Usher show.
Too cutesy. Let's get to headlines here, brought to us by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, doing a lot of Leroy. The great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Very selfish. Monday Night Football, the Jets host the Bills at 8:15. We have determined we are rooting for Jets chaos tonight.
Yep.
You got game two of the NLCS this afternoon from LA. Dodgers took a 1-0 series lead yesterday, 9-0. That is first pitch at 4:08.
I have realized in baseball, you can't win if you don't score.
That's true.
And they're 33 innings.
Not the same series. It goes over, it goes back to the NLDS. But yes, they've been, their pitching staff's been rolling.
Right.
ALCS gets going tonight. Yankees, Guardians. So, you know, Cleveland has that going for them.
Yeah. That's it.
7:38 is your first pitch. That's on TBS, those looking for tonight. Fox for the NLCS, TBS for the ALCS. And, of course, our Panthers, they play at 1 o'clock today, so we have a shortened show. Mm-hmm. Doug Plagans will have your call from TD Garden. He has already tweeted from that hellhole that is Boston. But also the Panthers' house, kind of. That's kind of the Panthers' house.
What is today a national holiday?
Yes, it is. Canceled Columbus Day and Indigenous Peoples Day. Okay. But I don't know if Boston, I think they may still celebrate Columbus Day, or is it Indigenous People Day? Whatever it is, that's the reason for the early game. Okay. A lot of people have off.
Right, right. Okay. Because I asked you the other day, and you go, I don't know, man.
I didn't know, but now I know. But I don't, like, today my kids are off, but they aren't calling it a holiday, because my wife has to work. It's a professional development day. So I think they're kind of like, wink, wink, celebrating Columbus Day to give them the day off, but it's not Columbus Day. It's right. not. And I don't know if everybody still right. acknowledges Indigenous Peoples Day. Mm-hmm. You know, not every state does. So that's, but that is why it's the early game.
Okay.
So Panthers will be shorthanded. No Barkey. He is out 2 to 3 weeks, according to Paul Maurice. Matthew Tkachuk is also going to miss a week with an illness.
Jeez.
So I don't know what's going on there, but he is out. Bob is back in net tonight after Spencer Knight had some struggles in his season debut on Saturday.
It's early.
Cats got a busy week. They're back at it tomorrow against Columbus, Vancouver. They'll be back home finally on Thursday, Vegas on Saturday at 6:00. And then Minnesota for the wrapping up of their homestand. If you guys missed it in boxing this weekend, Artur Beterbiev, controversial decision win over Dmitry Bivol.
Really?
For the undisputed light heavyweight title.
You lied to me, dude.
What did I do?
You said he was a knockout machine.
I thought he was going to get him in like the eighth round, dude. Yeah, I really did.
Me too.
I thought he was going to put away. Bivol, Russian, tough.
Woo, tough.
I mean, they're both Russian, but tough.
Yeah. What'd you think? Because I saw it with no volume, so I'm watching the whole fight, and I'm like, this looks pretty close.
It was. I thought it was a very close fight. I actually didn't have a problem with the scorecard that had it a draw. I think Bivol probably edged it out because he got out to such an early lead.
That's the thing, though. Usually fights that get out to early leads, and then like the other guy makes a mad dash and starts connecting – that guy gets more credit than the guy did the first couple of rounds.
Yes, agreed. And I think that's what everybody had a bit of a problem with. And then the other thing is a lot of people were like, well, he didn't hit him clean. But like, if you look, Beterbiev hit so hard that like, even if he hits you with your glove up, the punches are hitting your glove and he's still getting marked up.
Call that the old Mike Tyson.
Yeah, so he looks bad. He looks bad, even though they're not necessarily clean shots. So I mean, I don't have a problem with him winning the fight. I think people, what they had an issue with, there was one scorecard that had it 8-4 for Beterbiev, and that was too wide. Like the most, I think it was such a close fight. Everybody says either have it 7-5 either way, or have it 6-6. Right. You know, having it 8-4 one way just seemed a little bit too lopsided. It left a sour taste in everybody's mouth. Okay. That being said, they'll do a rematch, make a gazillion dollars, and now Canelo doesn't have to fight either one of them. He can go fight Terrence Crawford. Let's go, baby.
So was it a good fight, though?
Really good fight. Very good. I mean, I would say it was a good fight. It was not a classic, but it was very competitive. I definitely would like to see 12 more rounds of it to see them maybe get a more definitive answer. I think people put it right where they said it reminded them a little bit of Andre Ward Kovalev 1, where Kovalev got off to such a big lead, and then it ends up with Ward getting the nod there at the end. And everybody was like, that's bull crap. And then Ward had to go, of course, in the rematch, go and annihilate Sergey Kovalev. But even Andre Ward thought that Dmitry Bivol should have won the fight.
Okay.
So,
but that's tough, especially coming from a guy that fought in a fight like that.
Right. He did.
Right.
But he's also, you know, he's more of a tactician. I think when everybody looks at Andre Ward, one of the things is, He's such a technical boxer, and he was so clean that, you know, I think he always gets annoyed when people don't give the credit to the skills of Bivol. And I think Bivol was so slick with some of his counter punches and things like that, that, you know, it just felt, I think a lot of the pure boxers felt like the judges were too dumb to see what Bivol was doing. So I think that's why they get annoyed, but I didn't have a problem with it.
All right.
Dade Stop says Andre Ward. What's the point?
Point. for
Take a Break
Witcher.
Back after this. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. A couple more segments for you. We end early today, 1 p.m., because you got Panthers and Bruins coming on up. Doug Blagans with the call from Beantown as the Cats look to snap their little two-game skid after a opening day beatdown of the Bruins. The Cats will not have Matthew Tkachuk or Alexander Barkov today if they are going to get it done in Boston. But they do have Bob back between the pipes.
Focus.
Let's get to 15 minutes of game day uncensored here, brought to you by the luxury SUV Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. By the way, game day uncensored will be back 9 a.m. this upcoming Sunday. We'll get you ready for Dolphins and Colts. Colts lose to the Titans. You mentioned Ravens, Commanders, Leroy. The Lions winning the way they did, that had to be the most impressive thing, or are you just...
Yeah. Just how they dominated Dallas up front. Like, and it looked fun.
Yeah.
Like, Penei Sewell was running the football at one point. Everybody, you want a block, we're going to give you a carry. Like, right? Like, it's just... it was pretty amazing and exciting to watch.
What do they have that the Dolphins don't, right? Like, that's the thing. When you watch them, because the Dolphins, they said, oh, we're going to be bullies. But they have brought the fun offense. They have brought the razzle-dazzle. But they can also whoop your ass.
Let me tell you, and I've said this over and over again. If you can run the football, I'm talking about physically run the football, it does so much for your team from top to bottom. And if you notice, every time a coach takes over a new team, the first thing he says, I'm going to run the football and I'm going to be physical. That's what Man Campbell tried to do here. He wanted to change the culture to make them physical. It's one thing to say you're physical, but when nothing you do on a daily basis is physical, it's hard to imagine a guy going out Sunday and then all of a sudden saying, I'm going to be physical. Now, it doesn't mean you can't win. But if I start off with that basic concept and we're going to play a physical style of football offensively and we're going to run the football and we're going to pound the football, and you start with that attitude, that changes the attitude of your defensive line, because that's what they're dealing with every day. That changes the attitude of your linebackers, right? Your wide receivers blocking outside. Everybody has this same mentality. So when you do all the other stuff that you build off of that physical, then it just looks crazy. But if you go the other way and then say we're going to now run the football and be physical when we need to, it never works out. You can't just turn physical on. And that's the whole thing I was saying before the season started. Oh, y'all just going to get physical?
Well, I know it is the Patriots. I did like that there was more of a commitment to the run game the last time around. I do hope that can carry over this next performance.
Well, and again, the one thing that you can actually look forward to is I didn't believe Mostert would make that much of a difference with so many other guys being able to run the ball.
Mm-hmm.
But he did. He did with the way in which he ran the football. So... hopefully they can build off that a little bit. But if you don't have a physical team, it's hard to just say you're a physical team. Because here's the other thing. The kind of football they play in Detroit, if it's 5 degrees and snowing, they can bring that, pack that up in a little bag and bring it to wherever they're going. The style of football the Dolphins play, when it's hard to throw the ball and all you can do is be physical up front, that makes it more difficult. Well, so if the Dolphins are going to have success, it's going to have to come through Miami.
This group has been, this is the tightest this 2024 team has been. We found something special last year, man. I felt it going into this game. Man, it's like we're in here together. And I don't feel people pulling us away. Nobody's coming out of that circle, man. That's exactly where you want to be right now, all right? It's a hell of a win. You guys didn't let off the gas. That's a way to finish it out. I do have two game balls. And this time I wrote down some stats. Let's start here on offense. 18 to 25, 315 yards passing. All right, three tugs, 153.8 quarterback rating. Yeah. Jared Stoll.
Thanks, boys. Love y'all. Keep going.
This player came up to me last week, and he said, "Hey, coach, if I get a takeaway, can I break the team down next week?" And I said, "If you get two, you can break them down all week." Well, he got more than that, man. All right, this guy had six tackles, had a PBU, two PBUs. He had two interceptions, and then one punch out, man. BB!
I just want to say I love y'all, boys, and we're really finna go on a stretch.
Our division starts this week. That's a great win. Break it down.
Hey, real quick. Our f***ing head coach is our f***ing rock now. We're in f***ing Dallas, in his f***ing place where he played game ball.
From the water work.
Oops. How about a little kick ass on three? One, two, three.
Kick ass.
Man.
Goosey.
That is Goosey.
He's fighting back some tears.
Yeah, his face turned tomato red. He is ready to go have a good cry.
I mean, man, tears. He was the coach. They didn't want him.
I know.
I'd be curious as to why.
I think because I thought he was a meatball. I don't know. I mean, they hired Adam Gase. Like, he's not doing a good job.
He is, but he's also a good football coach.
I know.
Like, you have different personalities that do jobs.
Man, he hated Michael Agnew.
You have different personalities that do jobs.
He was so mad
sometimes
at Michael Agnew on Hard Knocks.
Sometimes you got to grade people on their ability to do the job and not about how it appears. That means a coach that doesn't talk much, a coach that maybe has problems at press conferences. How good of a football coach he is. Now, you notice they're starting to have questions for Nick Sirianni.
Karen says McDaniel's speech would still be going on right now.
Yep.
Jordo, that's a head coach. We have a quote, guru. I mean, different strokes. We can win different ways, people.
I told you what the problem is with this style of offense. They want to be physical. They can't be because they don't play physical football. And what happens is when one side of your ball doesn't play physical, the other side doesn't because they're not practicing against it.
Schmeathen says Dan Campbell's tears are made of nails. Dr. Toboggan, man, Campbell's drinking three espresso right before bed just to calm him down. It's like his warm milk, little espresso. That's how he relaxes the nerves.
I've seen Cuban people do that, though. Have like Cuban coffee right before.
I knew that.
A little café con leche.
That's crazy, dude. Get you going.
Cat Lord, I'd trade my dad for that guy.
Wow. Jesus.
Timbo, meanwhile, we're stuck with this nerd.
You brought up we went the direction of Adam Gase. Seems like we have Adam Gase 2.0 now.
Don't say that. Let's not say that.
Listen, here.
Adam Gase.
Let me explain something to you.
Don't say things we can't take back.
Let me explain something. Mike McDaniel is a heck of a coach.
Man.
No, he is.
He's a heck of a coordinator.
No, but that's still a good coach.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
A one-time
But football and success in football kind of has to do with like a mentality in which you play football. Those are the teams that seem to have more success. When I say Pittsburgh Steelers, what do you think?
Mike Tomlin, consistency.
Oh,
good.
No.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Nope. See? There you go. You're trying to make it about the coach.
Oh, sorry.
What kind of football do they play?
Tough, physical.
Why are they're always in games with no talent sometimes.
Yeah.
Right? There's certain teams that just ooze that kind of stuff. And it's usually the teams that play up north, usually teams that play up north because you got to have a style of football that can play in that weather.
We tell used you to be tough.
Tell you where else you want to hand out your game balls.
Whoa. In the bedroom, dude.
Whoa. That's why you want to have Blue Chew. Blue Chew is a unique online service to deliver
this game ball for you, sir.
Yeah, that's right.
Good job.
We're going to gather around here. We're going to have a good time. Okay. Right here, take a little Blue Chew. We're ready to go. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and at a fraction of a cost. So whether you're a guru, you're a man Campbell, whatever it may be, you need that sex life to be humming, baby. Now you can chew it and do it. Whether you're married, you're looking to spice things up, or single, trying to impress someone new, Blue Chew is for you. And there's no doctor's visits, no pharmacy lines, no waiting around. Ships right to your door in a discreet package. And I got a special deal for our listeners out there. You guys can try Blue Chew for free when you use our promo code SHOWPONY. I think I'm going to do that to break down a hull at one point. It'd be like, SHOWPONY on three! SHOWPONY on three! 1, 2, 3! SHOWPONY.
You'll never be in a huddle.
Oh, no. Maybe you don't know that. You don't know that, dude. But what I do know is, huddle or no huddle, our listeners can huddle around right now. Use the promo code SHOWPONY. They're paying just $5 for shipping, and they're getting their first month of Blue Chew for free. Go to BlueChew.com. Use the promo code SHOWPONY. You're getting your first month free. That's BlueChew.com. BlueChew.com. Action coming your way. Matinee cat action coming your way. 1 p.m. from TD Garden. So this is our final segment of the show today. If you miss any of it, you can get the Tobin and Leroy podcast available for you on the Odyssey app and all your podcast platforms. And we will hopefully be reacting to a Panthers victory tomorrow as the champs take on the Boston Bruins. They lost to the Buffalo Sabres 5-2. And of course, the bigger loss they have is Alexander Barkov, who's going to be missing a few weeks here, it seems. I think probably they'll be as cautious as possible with Barkey. No need to rush the captain back, but not one of these catastrophic injuries either. So that's great news. Meanwhile, Matthew Tkachuk has an illness. He's going to be out a week, according to Paul Maurice. So a little adversity dealt to the champs early on in this season. Last night, I was in the building for the Heat preseason home opener against the Pels, Leroy. You know what's very weird about this?
What's up?
They're just not playing Brandon Ingram. Like, it's just odd. It's such a weird thing. Like, I don't know if they're looking for a last-minute trade partner, but, like, I was like, is he? Because, I wouldn't say I was whale watching yesterday, but I was down on the hardwood yesterday to watch a little Brandon Ingram action on the court. Just, you know, get a little looky-loo. Size him up a little bit, Leroy. And coincidentally, I mean, you can say it's coincidence or not a coincidence, but did happen to see a certain Heat general manager lingering on the court at the same time. I saw you, Andy Ellisberg, doing that side eye to Ingram. Wink. Doing a little looky-loo. Wink.
Mm-hmm.
Wink. He goes, hey. He told that guy with the beard, he goes, hey, act like you're having a conversation with me while I take a look at Brandon Ingram over here. Little looky-loo. But I'm like watching. I'm like, oh, this looked like a normal pregame workout. Like, why isn't he? Is he not healthy? Why is he not playing? Why is he not playing? Very weird what's going on there with the Pels.
I know. It seems like there's a couple of guys, they kind of.
Why would they do that?
It's kind of like how they got rid of old boy in Minnesota. Just kind of, it ran its course.
Oof. Did you see what happened yesterday?
No.
Oof.
Ooh. So yesterday was preseason action.
I was watching part of it, Minnesota and.
Yeah, Minnesota and New York.
New York.
Very testy yesterday between Dante DiVincenzo and what is Jalen Brunson's father's name? Is it Rick?
Rick. Yes, Rick Brunson.
Rick Brunson?
Yeah.
A lot of chatter, Leroy. Mm. A lot of chitter chatter.
Got to be
that
weird,
was going
right?
on. Well, they made this whole thing about the Villanova guys all there together. And then all of a sudden, well, you're calling Anthony down. Which one's the worst of the Villanova guys? DiVincenzo. Send him out. Okay. And so they send DiVincenzo out. DiVincenzo was talking that talk, as the kids say, Leroy. Wow. And was not happy with old Rick Brunson out there. He was like, that's what happens when you run things.
Yeah. I was like, what? That's what happens when they let you run the show.
And I'm like, it's spicy.
Yeah, it's your friend's dad. Is that a little weird?
I mean, you know, I didn't like all my friends' fathers.
That's fair. I mean, but like, did you, you know, have them as one of your coaches? And did you also disrespect them as they were on the court? You know, and then I saw like Jalen Brunson, you know, like calming him down after too. And I'm kind of like, man, this is weird. You got your dad, who's right. also your coach, your friend, former teammate. It's a weird, weird area to be in for Jalen Brunson.
It was. I think it was in the world. It was frosty. It was frosty. Like, not everybody else was cool. And Carl Anthony Towns dapping each other up, switching jerseys.
Oh, did you hear what Ant said?
A lot of love.
I don't know if you're going to like this necessarily.
I did see that. I did see that.
What do you think?
Some
of that?
New York. I think if anything, it's great news because it makes it sound like he doesn't want to stay in Minnesota.
Okay.
So like some guy yesterday was like, hey, Anthony, you better come to the Mecca and play with Carl Anthony Towns.
That's not how he sounded, guys, for the record.
That's how he sounded. We'll unretire Sprewell's jersey for you. And like, we didn't retire Sprewell's jersey. I did.
We should have. We haven't done that.
We should retire it. And so, he goes, oh, I'd love to play with Carl, but that's a polite thing that you say. The real thing Minnesota should be worried about is he's already thinking about leaving.
Yeah, I just never seen a superstar just flat out say, yeah, I would love to reunite with my former teammate before. Yeah. he was just flat out with him.
But you want to know who else is his former teammate? Bam Adebayo.
That's right.
His former Olympic teammate. If he's about circling around, boy, here we go. We started off by saying,
I'm not wailing, but guess where we end up?
I wasn't wailing. I was not. I just want to be clear last night. I was not wailing. Did I spend an inordinate amount of time near Brandon Ingram last night? Perhaps. Perhaps. I can't say that I wasn't spending an inordinate. But look at this Andy Ellisberg. He thinks he's cute. Look at him. Look at Leroy. He's sitting here. He goes,
He's looking in front of him, but he's looking at that stick over there in the red.
He got that side eye. He got that side eye going. You know, we're just watching a little looky-loo here for old B.I. You know, they're not playing him. So why not just take a gander? Now, I will say, backcourt looking last night for the old Miami Heat. The starting lineup, the starting unit, I'm liking what I'm seeing.
All right. Well,
I'm liking what I'm seeing.
It looks great if everybody participates. That's all I'm going
to
say.
That was nice. Everybody playing. First time we got to see it healthy together.
Okay.
You know, I'm just saying, what's the harm, baby? Look at little Brandon Ingram, seeing what he's like. He's having a good time.
So are you confirming that you were wailing then?
No, I wasn't wailing. I was just perusing, JFig. That's what I was.
That's the new word for it?
I was just perusing. You know, you go into a store every once in a while. They're like, what are you doing here? Just perusing.
Window shopping.
Little window shopping. Just taking a little looky-loo. That's all I was doing. Cruising. Nothing to it. No harm, no foul.
Yeah, but you know, then you're going to come over here. You're going to talk about it. You're going to get some more ideas.
That's how it all starts, you know? We're all just having a little. We're just taking a gander at things. Now, I don't even want them. I mean, like this Heat team is as deep as it's ever been. Ah. We got everything working for us. Jimmy's telling everybody this past weekend. He goes, money shmoney. He doesn't even care about the money. Is he being honest? I don't know, but he said it. And so, like, he doesn't even worry about the money. He's just here to play as many games as possible. We're kumbaya right now, baby. Everything is working for us. It's all happening. Nico yesterday. Oh, this Nikola Jovic.
Let's go wailing, champ. There it is.
Let me just say, this Nikola Jovic, he should do taxes. He's so accountable.
And he's a moose.
He's so accountable. Okay. You know, yesterday, he was so frustrated with himself because he couldn't get his threes to drop. And really, you know, what he should have been saying is, to a perfect lob, Jimmy Butler couldn't get it down, buddy. It's gold, man. Get your hops up. We're not going to talk about that because he loves Jimmy Butler.
Wow.
But he got mad at himself. It took him four attempts to hit his first three, and then he got, you know, hands to the heavens. And I he's beating himself up afterwards. And I'm like, Jovic, dude, you don't have to be so hard on yourself. It's just a preseason game. But he knows. He's the connective tissue to making all this thing happen. He is the engine to the transition machine that is the Miami Heat.
You think that's what he's thinking?
I don't know.
Like, how old is he?
21.
And you think he's thinking that depth, or he's just thinking, oh, I screwed up?
I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
No, he's thinking that Babushka's going to go ham on him.
Nope, he's not. Nope.
Suspended for three more weeks. Nope. But she was thinking it.
No references.
I will say nothing. That new Jumbotron.
The real Babushka.
That new Jumbotron. Mwah, that looked good.
What is Jovic's mom's name? You just calling her Babushka.
I'm not allowed to make references. You just said I have 3 weeks suspension. Can't talk about it. I'm like Tua. There's no timelines right now. Can't even talk about it.
Oh, you're the worst.
I'm in the Babushka protocol.
You're the worst.
Ilya?
You guys are the ones who suspended me.
Because you wouldn't.
Wow.
You're a fraud. You try to put this on us. You're the one. You suspended yourself.
No, you suspended me.
No, you suspended yourself by not doing it.
Oh, it's ridiculous. I mean, you want to ruin professional relationships. You want me to be a carnival
boy. Really? Okay. Me and Bam play dominoes.
So what?
If anything, you guys bonded over that experience.
Exactly, dude. Although he did look at me yesterday while he was warming up, and he went like this.
Oh, did he?
Nah, he didn't do that.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. You were.
Oh my God. That Leroy, huh?
I almost cussed. Like I had to regain my composure over this nonsense. What are you doing?
Oh man, it was fun. It's great fun. Just a little preseason fun. I hope Wemby plays tomorrow. I missed the Wemby game. You were at the Wemby game last year, yeah?
Yeah.
Tall?
He looked like a windsock.
I want to see. I hope he plays.
I heard he's gained 25 pounds of muscle in the offseason.
Wemby?
Yeah.
25 pounds of hype.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, he's really good, dude.
He's really good. I mean, everybody's acting like he's going to be LeBron this season. I'm like, all right, let's calm down a little bit.
He's got a Chris Paul now who's going to be able to just throw balls like 20 feet.
He's got Chris Paul while his hamstrings work.
True. I didn't even. Chris Paul is in.
Yeah, he's in San Antonio.
Yeah.
Holy smokes, he's still playing?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he just bought 2 years by using the Wemby card on the way out.
he's a savant. He goes, oh, you need somebody to throw those lobs to Wembanyama.
Yeah, I don't even know any other Spurs.
You know what sucks? Is that every year, a certain time of the year, Chris Paul just starts lighting it up.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you're like, this is the Chris Paul. Oh! Out for the rest of the year. Pull a hammy.
Hammy, dude.
Menu says, Toe wants to see Ware versus Wemby. I'm not getting my hopes up, dude. Spo's got him with the Rooks.
Ah.
Got him in that third unit. So man, Spo was that
who's the starting center?
It's still Bam. Starting lineup, Tyler, Terry, Jimmy, Nico, Bam. Told you.
Isn't Nico taller than Bam?
Probably now.
What do you mean probably now?
Still growing.
He's growing. He's a growing boy.
Do you understand?
He's a growing young
boy. No, that's not how it's decided. It's not decided
on.
I know it's not.
Isn't it, though? But
when your 6'9 guy kicks it out to a 7-footer for a three.
Jimmy Butler was taller than Caleb Martin, and Caleb Martin was the power forward.
Like, I thought we were over this.
Well, Leroy. He's
still force feeding this tiny ass lineup.
It's not tiny. It's bigger because Jovic is bigger.
That's it.
Bruce. But
come on.
You should have seen this last
Am I the only one that has a problem with this?
Dude, I'm with you. Hey, I'm with you.
All right.
I want to say
right.
I agree with
all
you.
All right.
But
Ben Wallace was shorter than Rasheed.
But Leroy.
Ben Wallace didn't shoot a damn three.
Leroy, you should have seen
Ben Wallace didn't have handles.
Check out this. Let me see if I get this video here. This is from Spo was losing his freaking mind last night on these rookies in the last possession because none of them knew what to do.
They're never going to play.
They're never going to play him. He is dazzle me, Rook, and then I'll get you out there. That's exactly how this is going to go.
And then he's going to say that he earned his 12 seconds.
Exactly.
Fourth quarter.
Make me watch you. Make me watch you. Yeah, this is from Brady Hawk from Five Reasons. Check out, just look at Spoelstra. He'll be in the bottom left corner, and you'll see him lose his mind.
Wait, it looks like he's dancing.
That's a new one.
He looks like he's rounded him into home, dude.
Oh my goodness.
Do you think he noticed that he did that?
No.
Would he deny that he did that?
Yeah. Yes. 100%.
Yeah, I absolutely need this video in my life.
What is it?
Like, he's losing his mind.
It's amazing.
Look, a leg kick.
Last possession of the game. And then he was even like at the end, he was like, yeah, Pella kind of bailed us out there at the end.
He's a maniac.
Have you ever, what has ever made you react that way before? Like,
I think if I stepped on a nail.
Yeah, like this is. No. This is.
And you got that foot?
So I can tell you what happened to me is I was in a preseason game, just preseason game.
Yep.
And I didn't try to run over a guy. I went out of bounds. I took like three steps out of bounds. Then a guy came in and got me.
All right, so
I went after him.
Man, we got to get out of here. Panthers coming on up. Panthers and Bruins. You bastards, me. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hope you mother have a good day. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app